Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network.
Testing Burton. I'm not sure if that's the Burton one or not. KDAX, do clear.
Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network.
KBA-OOE.
You're connected to CNN Network.
KDAKGL monitoring.
Currently connected to CNN Network.
November 4, Delta, Bravo, Romeo, Mobile. KBHIK, listening.
Connected to CNN Network.
N4 DVR mobile. Warren David, KDJK. Good morning. I'm finally back. Yeah, it was your car broken, huh? Yeah, I had to get some front-end work done on it. It was getting real rattly. Okay. Had you used another car and didn't have a radio in it? Is that what you did? Yeah, the other car, my wife's car, doesn't have a radio in it, and I wasn't able to connect one, so I wasn't able to get on here like I wanted to. So I've been back in town since the weekend, but just haven't had access to the radio. All right, I was kind of wondering where in the heck you went. I just figured maybe you might cook a
just a quick vacation or something.
Yeah, just wife and I went out to a pastor and wives retreat for a few days last week. And after that, I had to get my car in for service, so that's kind of, hang on there, that's kind of what happened on that. How about you? How you been doing?
Well, I guess you've been doing okay, fighting this weather. Man, oh man, I 102 the other day.
Yeah, it got up pretty warm. And now with all the smoke in the air, that, to me, that's worse than the heat. So, anyway, I'm not sure if there was another station in there. This is N4DBR. Go ahead. I don't know. Go ahead, Bernie.
Yeah, Roger, you want to go to your simplex?
No, let's just keep it here for now. I'm just about 5 minutes from work. So, rather than dialing up something else, let's just keep it on here. I don't know if that was somebody else or if it was just some inadvertent input into the repeater. I don't know.
Okay, are you, you got the net tonight?
Yes, I will be calling the net on the Midland 147 repeater, 147.0 at 7:30. Hope you can check in.
Well, I have planned on it. I want to check in and see what's going on. Anything coming up?
I don't think so. I do have the proposal ready to email to the guys in the club about the 220 idea. I think I'm ready to jump on that. I revised it just a little bit, and maybe I can email it to you and you can take a look at it before I send it on.
Yeah, if you could, I'd like to see it.
All right, I'll try to write that out to you. And then maybe we could send out the proposal either today if I hear back from you, or we could send it out this weekend and they could have a look at it next week.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I'm gonna do. I ain't got nothing coming up anyway, so yeah, anytime be all right with me.
Okay. All right, I'll try to get that out to you, maybe even this morning. I gotta go out today over to Mount Pleasant and meet a pastor for lunch, like you think I always do, but I do enjoy doing that, and I do it quite often because I want to treat those guys, and they do a lot of work that people don't understand, and I like to treat them to a nice lunch and try to encourage them.
Oh, you buy too, huh?
Yes, I do. I don't usually let the other person buy when it's a pastor involved, I try to take care of him. So anyway, I hope you don't have to go out anywhere today, Bernie. I hope you can stay in and keep out of all this smoke. Yeah, Roger. I'm seeing it out there. I could hardly breathe yesterday. That smoke goes out late yesterday. And, man, oh, man, was it bad. And I don't know if it's worse today or not. But it looks about the same as it did yesterday. You still there, David? Yeah, did you not hear that last one? Last one what?
Transmission?
Yeah, I must be in a bad spot. I just pulled up to work, and it seemed like some other folks up the heater. Maybe they're trying to use it, so I'm going to go ahead and jump over here, but what I was telling you is I'm going to be heading over to Mount Pleasant later this morning, so I might be back here at 11. If you're on, we can chat. If not, then hope you have a good day. Well, okay, if we don't meet up on radio later, I'll probably be there on the net, so we'll talk to you then. Stay 73 and have a good day there. KBHIK. All right, Bernie, KBHIK, N4DVR, that's sweet.
LJN mobile monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8, Papa Lima mic testing.
Yeah, 5 and 2.
I thought I heard somebody in there. Come on back, please. Kilo 8, Papa Lima mic.
This is Kilo Delta Zero, Romeo Mike Kilo. Hey, Paul, I don't know who that was. I just caught barely a couple syllables. You're coming in loud and clear.
Copy that. Yeah, so are you. I'm sorry. I think I was talking over you at the same time, but I do appreciate the feedback. Have a good day. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
Not a problem. Kilo Delta Zero, Romeo Mike Kilo.
You're connected to CMN Network.
N4 DVR.
currently connected to CMN Network.
N4DBR Mobile.
KB, they try to get you back on the road.
Yep, I'm heading over to Mount Pleasant.
Okay, roger. Where are you going to eat over there?
Going to the Ponderosa. Going to have a little buffet.
Oh, I didn't know there was one there.
Yeah, there's one there, one in Clare, and one in Bay City. I'm not sure where else.
Well, I knew that one in Clare, but I didn't know about them other two.
Yeah, so I'm going to go give that a try today and see if I can encourage this pastor I'll be meeting with.
Yeah, okay. Where's he preach at?
He preaches out west of Mount Pleasant and south of Lake, the town of Lake. So if you drew a line from Mount Pleasant and straight west and Lake straight south, where they intersect, would be about right where he is.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't know where Lake is. I don't think I ever heard of that. Is that on this side of what was that, 127?
He'd be on the other side of 127. I don't know if you know where Wademan is, but over that way.
No, I don't know for sure where that is either. I'm not too familiar with that side of the state at all.
Well, my car thermometer says it's 74 out here. I think it'd be a lot hotter if it wasn't for all this smoke. But it's pretty smoky too. I don't know if it's worse than yesterday, but it's not any better.
Yeah, looking out the window there, that's pretty bad out there. I'm wearing my oxygen today. I couldn't hardly breathe there yesterday.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I know you'd had some issues with that. It put you in the hospital a couple times, and I wondered if maybe you would be needing that, given the air quality like it is. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're doing that. You don't need to mess around.
I usually wear it at night when I sleep, but I've been wearing it all this morning too, so I hadn't took it off yet.
Yep. You, I guess you'll be heading to lunch pretty soon, right?
Yeah, roger that one. Yeah, I'll be headed that way pretty soon. I usually leave here about 12, get down there about maybe 20 minutes before we eat.
Do y'all have like a menu? You know what you're going to have every day, or how does that work?
Well, what it does, we got a menu we make out every Friday, and it's like 2 weeks ahead. You know, we're supposed to know what we want 2 weeks ahead. And you got a choice of different stuff. And that's the way that works.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Do you usually sit with the same folks every day?
Yeah, you know, we're like birds of a feather. We flock together. Yeah.
Right. Okay. goes well today. I'm on M20 now. I'm heading out past where you used to live.
Oh, okay. You're on the other side of the bridge, huh?
Yeah, I'm coming up on Homer Road right now.
Yeah, okay. You'll be going by the repeater out there pretty soon.
Yeah, the one that doesn't work as well as this one.
Yeah. I guess it's still there. I go by it the other day there. You know, I looked up and seen the antenna.
Yeah, it's still there. And we'll be running the net tonight at 7:30 on that repeater. So hopefully we'll get a few check-ins. I haven't come up with a topic yet for the net. Usually we try to come up with something interesting that folks want to talk about. I missed the last few, the couple of the 2-meter nets and then a couple of the 10-meter nets that we do. I haven't been able to get on there because of my schedule, but looking forward to getting back on there tonight. N4 DBR.
GVHIK. So, what is the 10-meter net? Is it just, you know, on Thursday too?
No, we do that Sunday night at 7 on 28.380 upper sideband, 10 meters, 28.380 upper sideband. Usually there's at least three of us, sometimes more than that. Just depends on people's schedules.
Okay. Well, I don't have any of that equipment no more at all. I did order another new radio.
What you got coming?
The Elenco tri-bander.
Well, that'll be even a fun one. I guess that one gets 220.
Yeah, Roger, that's got 220 on it. And that one I got at Swachman's Well, memory for the the backup for the memory backup battery, I guess you'd say. That's flat dead too. Other than the problem with the light in the window.
Well, shouldn't be too hard to replace the battery in that thing, do you think?
Yeah, I got one into it the other day and looked at it, and I got me a schematic off the internet, and you got to pull the whole faceplate off. You can't get it to it unless you pull all that off. And there's about three different sections on it you got to pull off to get to the thing.
Well, it's always something. Well, I hope this other radio you're getting on will do you good. When's it supposed to show up?
I think it's supposed to come today.
All right. Well, if it does, maybe you can try it out tonight on the net.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll hook you up tonight. If I'm able to with my wiring, probably the wiring ain't going to be the same. Hook into the power supply.
What room I'm coming up on. is. It says 9 Mile Road, so M20 and 9 Mile.
Okay, Roger, you sound the same as you did when you started off. There's no difference in the difference of the, the distance there. Let's see if we can talk to you all the way to Mont Pleasant.
Yeah. I think I heard another station in there. This is N4DBR. Go ahead. Well, maybe not. Sometimes, Bernie, when you key up, it seems like somebody's trying to key up over top of you. Or after we unkey, seems like the repeater will kerchunk an extra time, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I don't know, David. Maybe it's this radio. I got it on low power. You want me to goose it up a little?
Only if you want to. You don't really have to. You're sounding real good into the repeater.
Am I still getting that funny noise when I unkey?
No, not right now. Everything's sounding normal.
Well, that repeater's, or this repeater, rather, is noisy sometimes, I've noticed. Got some picking up noisy. I don't know how far it's going to. I think it's going from the bridge to Detroit.
Well, the network is, the link system does, but the footprint of this one repeater here in Midland, I think it gets up at least beyond Harrison and to the north and west, but I'm not sure how far it gets out in other directions. I know I talked to you and Claire the other day.
Yeah, Roger. We've been going out to Wiggins Lake probably maybe twice a week, three times a week. We bought a RV and had it put on a campsite out there at Beaverton Township, but it's on the lake.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad you were able to do that. Hopefully the lake will come back soon enough and you'll get to enjoy it. Maybe do a little fishing or something.
Yeah, they're talking not until next year it's going to come back. Yeah, it'd be nice. We got a lakeside view, too, so can't hardly wait till the water comes back.
Where'd you get your camper? Did you just find a good deal online, or how did you find it?
Well, I'll tell you that what happened there is it was right off 30 and 10, and it was sitting alongside the road. And it was there maybe 2 weeks or so. And I talked to Diane. I said, let's go look at this camper sitting there. And so we did, and I ended up buying the thing.
Is it a motorhome, or how did you get it up there?
No, it's a trailer, and I hired a guy to haul it up there. In fact, it was the lady I bought it from was her brother. He's got a landscaping kind of business going, and he hauled it up there for me.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Sometimes you buy stuff like that, and they leave you to figure it out. I know I don't have any way of hauling a camper. This little car I have could probably pull something really small, but nothing too significant. But I've thought about getting one and using it like for a ham shack or something, or taking it to field day or different things like that.
Okay, just a small one?
Yeah, something that has reliable AC for the summer and heat for the winter. I wouldn't use it in the dead of winter, obviously, because the stuff might freeze up and all that, but yeah, just be kind of fun to have a little somewhat mobile ham shack.
Yeah, Dennis has got one of them, don't he?
Yeah, he does. He had it out at the field day the other week. You might have seen it, looked in there.
Yeah, Roger, I did. Yeah, I seen him in his trailer. But he was using that really just for, I didn't get a good look in there. I don't know, he got a bunch of radios around. I did see stuff on the floor and stuff, but, yeah, it really didn't look that seriously. But we used to have that, a guy, well, the club down in Genesee County, some guy had a trailer, and that's what he used as a little camper like that. He had it all set up inside.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy something like that. But the one Dennis had had a few radios installed, had a computer, I don't even remember. I think it might have had a couch in there or something, got a workbench, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's pretty handy. I think he mentioned that. He's thinking about maybe kind of renovating it and doing something else, you know, redesigning the inside of it. But that something like that would be kind of cool to have.
Yeah, now you mention it, I think I remember seeing him sitting on a couch in there.
Yep. Well, I'm up here to Oil City. I don't see much oil. A couple of gas stations, but anyway, it's very smoky out here today.
Roger. Then, I got to look at the time. I'm going to have to probably let you go if that's okay. I really don't have to, but I got to make a phone call.
That's fine, Bernie. I appreciate the CUSO while I drive, and hope you have a good day, good lunch, and maybe we'll catch you tonight on the net. So I'll be clear after you, N4DVR.
Well, I really, really don't have to. I can make that phone call later, David. I'd like to stick with you until you get to Ponderosa, if that's possible.
Well, we can try it. My map thing's telling me I'm about 11 minutes out from it, so about 8 miles away.
Okay, so we're about to that ad over there. I guess it'd be on the casino for sure, huh?
Yeah, it's over near Meyer somewhere up that way. Don't exactly know, but I think it's up toward the Meyer off of Pickard.
Yeah, I can hear her talking in the background. She says there's an air quality alert.
I'm sure it is. It's pretty bad out here. In fact, I'm starting to smell it in the car, and I hadn't been smelling it until about now. I don't know if it's just thicker out this way toward Mount Pleasant or what, but it's terrible. I hope this stuff blows on out of here tomorrow.
that's interference or somebody trying to get in there.
Well, let's stand by for a minute. We don't want to hog the machine, so let's see who else might want to jump on here. N4DBR.
Did you boost up the power some on your radio? That last transmission you did there, it sounded like you were standing right next to the repeater.
Yeah, I bumped it up one notch from low to medium low. Since it started to flutter on me a little bit, I thought that bumping it up would help a little bit.
Yeah, you're slamming it pretty good there.
It's probably 20 watts. And then I guess the next setting would be 35 and the next one would be 50. So just try to use what I need to.
Yeah, and no sense of using more than you got. There's somebody at the door here. KVHIK, I'll be right back.
Or DVR, listening.
N4DER, keep it in, okay, I'm back.
N4DER, hey, did you have to pay somebody money they came collecting?
Oh, you mean my door knocker?
Yep.
No, just a visit. Somebody I eat with is asking if they're getting ready to go, and I said, yeah, I'll be down there.
Okay, well, if you need to go, that's fine with me, man. Just go ahead, but I'm about 5 minutes out, 3 miles from the restaurant.
No use running off now yet, David. I'll stick with you till you get to Ponderosa.
All right. Well, appreciate that. Yeah, 2.5 miles away. So, just past the casino.
Oh, it's only a couple miles from the casino then, huh?
Yeah, apparently so. Be heading under 127 here in just a minute.
Yeah, you sound like you when we started off. I was going to ask you about mine now. Do I need to boost mine up or not? Am I sounding okay?
Yeah, you're fine. No problem at all.
Yeah, I'm hitting at low power. I think it's 10 watts, I think. Or 5, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's doing good. Now heading under 127, about another mile and a half, and I'll be there.
Okay, yeah, you're sounding real good yet. There's a little hum on you, but you did that, you got a hum on you when you boosted your power up.
Kind of weird. I don't know why that happens. I've got a good power connection, and I've got steroids on my antenna wire and my power cable, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I noticed that when you boosted your power up there, you got that little hum on it.
Gas is 425 to 429 over here.
Yeah, it's gas has started to go up again. come down during the holiday. Now the holiday's over with, they jack it back up, I guess.
Well, I think it has to do with the whole Iran conflict and stuff. That stuff needs to end. We need to put an end to that and get on with everything.
You know, we can't get over that. They jack that up over that thing. You know, they talk, oh, we got the war going, so we'll jack the price of gas up. That gas or the gas we're burning now has probably been in a tank somewhere for about 10 years or five to 10 years, sitting in a tank.
I think you're right on that. Well, I am here, turning in the parking lot right now, brother. So thanks for the ride along.
Okay, David, have a good lunch there. We'll talk to you tonight, hopefully. KDHIK.
All right, we'll see you then. N4DVR, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE Mobile.
CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.